It's great to be here, Steve, and we have a lot of great subscribers in the Sunbury area. So even though we're here in State College, it's good to be reaching out to those folks.
Absolutely. So let's get to the basketball part, then we'll get to football, if you don't mind, Mark.
Sure.
I felt that it was important for Micah Shrewsbury to have guys come back the way they did, because instead of walking up to the lot and looking at the lot and saying, okay, let's start the excavation, he's now walking up to the lot and he's got a foundation to start building the house. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. And I also, nothing against the guys who left, but I think the guys who are coming back, you're able to set a good foundation around them, especially a guy like John Hara. I mean, you know, I know you look at these stats, and you can look at a plus-minus for a game, and it usually doesn't mean much. But when you look at what he did on a year at plus 58 on this team, you know, that was pretty legit. He was by far the highest on the team. And then you have Brockington and Sessoms. They were second and third. So, you know, Sam never entered the portal. But, you know, I think that is a good nucleus around which to build. And then with Seth Lundy coming back, there's a guy who, to me, has a really high upside, was all over the place this season. Like, when his shot didn't go down, the rest of his game suffered. But when he was on, he was on. And you could see that he has the ability to be a serious impact player in the Big Ten. So to be able to build around that nucleus, now let's see who they're able to go out into the transfer portal and get. I think that was big. You know, the other thing I would like to say about that, Steve, is I think two kids who left, Trent Buttrick and Patrick Kelly, I think they're a much better spot. I think they're going to be able to do things at UMass and Fordham that they wouldn't be able to do at Penn State. So kudos to them. You know, I think they're going to be in a place, it's a better level for them. And all the luck in the world to Jamari Wheeler, who was a great player here for Penn State, and to Myron Jones going down to Florida. You wish those guys luck. But I think Micah was able to bring in, or bring back, I guess is a better way of putting it, a nice nucleus there to build around.
The way I look at it is that if we go back to the summertime, the thought process would be it was going to be Trent Buttrick's last year, normal.
Right.
Jamari Wheeler's last year, normal. John Harris last year. Now, Patrick Kelly put his name into the transfer portal back in October before the coaching change was even made. And so
right.
we knew Patrick was leaving all season. So to me, Penn State, in normal circumstances, has lost a player. It's Myron Jones that they normally
right.
would have counted on coming back. Of course, Hara's a bonus out of it. That's how I look at it. Now they got to figure out what they want to do with the other spots.
Yeah, and that's listen. Well, the other part of it is that, you know, a lot of fans, and it's easier for me to judge this stuff because we have message boards and people tend to go on there and maybe overreact just a little bit, but a lot of people were in panic mode early in the transfer portal part of it in terms of possibly getting guys in, not realizing this is a long process. There's still, what, 1,700 kids in the or young players in the transfer portal? So it's very early in the process, and I think the fact that this staff was able to get the players it got to come back, that was step number one. I think that was, you know, to me, that was more important than going out and getting a couple of star players. Going back to what you started with, Steve, you want that nucleus. Again, it'll be great if they can go out and get some former four-star or five-star player. I don't know whether that will or will not happen, or somebody who played at a lower level who exceeded expectations and now is really, really good and you think it could make an impact at the Big Ten. That will be great, but I think having the foundation and nucleus to bring them into, I think, is very important.
It also means that instead of now having to really put a lot of time in, Mark, okay, trying to find as many transfers as possible so you're ready for this season, now you can more naturally find fits and really work on November 21, 22, and 23, because now you have a foundation to work with and don't have to put so much work into transfers right now because of the volume you would need.
Yeah, and you don't need to get bodies just to get bodies. I know that may sound a little cold, but, I mean, seriously, if you have lost all those guys who went into the portal, you were going to need to get somebody to actually play. Now you could pick and choose a little bit more. I mean, you could make sure that, number one, it's not only a good player, but that it's a good fit. You know, we've seen over the past few years some people who have come through here who look like they don't fit anywhere. I mean, they weren't happy in high school. They weren't happy here. They weren't happy with where they went. So yep. I think it's important, especially when someone's coming out of the portal, to make sure that they're a good fit. And that's another thing that I would say about the way that this whole thing played out. You had two guys who transferred into Penn State, Brockington and Sessoms. Brockington entered the portal and then came right back out, you know, very early in the process, and Sessoms never entered it. And so what does that tell you? That tells you that when Penn State, when Pat Chambers and his staff decided to take these guys as transfers, they made sure that they were good fits for the program. Okay, so when some difficulty arises, they weren't looking for the next step immediately. They came to Penn State to come to Penn State. In hindsight, you know, now we know that we figured it at the time. So that's the thing. So these next players you bring in, you want to make sure that they're good fits for the team and for the university, so they're not out the door, you know, next year, because now guys can really transfer all they want.
Obviously, he's assembled his staff. He keeps Nick Colella. He keeps Taylor Battle on the staff. Plus, of course, Greg Muskinis and Jonathan Salazar. He's got Aki Collins there. Adam Fisher's now there. Mike Farrelly is there. But one that hasn't been openly announced, but everybody knows he's there, is Brian Snow. Who, you know, obviously, you know in the pipeline. How valuable was him to get him as a recruiting headhunter?
Well, for people who don't know, he was the lead recruiting reporter at 24/7 Sports. So I'm a little ticked off. We needed him at 24/7 Sports. But in all seriousness, no. I mean, this was something where I have not spoken to him directly, but he put out a nice note saying, "Hey, it was time for him to make a little change in life," and wish him nothing but the absolute best. But no, he's going to be a really great addition. Super plugged in with recruits around the nation. I mean, he was our national guy for a reason. You know, now, don't get me wrong, it's going to be important for this staff to build on what Pat Chambers and company did down in Philadelphia, to do really well in the Northeast. But anymore, you have to be able to recruit nationally as well. And I think that's one of the things that Brian's really going to be able to help them do. And he's a super good guy. I mean, it's going to be fun to get him into State College.
Which I think there's another element to it. Lundy's Roman Catholic. Archbishop Ryan is Brockington. Sessoms is from Philly. We know Johnny's from Delco. To me, that still keeps the tentacles of Penn State in southeastern Pennsylvania, because you and I both know that's where the players in this state happen to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And two of the coaches that you're bringing in have Philadelphia roots. I mean, obviously we all know Adam Fisher very well. But then, to have two of those coaches with those Philly roots is big. And so, you know, to me, I think that probably was part of it. But it goes back to what we were saying with the transfer portal, Steve. Everything in building a program, and this is what I like that we're seeing out of Shrewsbury, it's not just quick do this for the sake of doing it. Everything seems as if it's being done to establish a foundation.
Yes.
So the way he's working in the portal, establishing a foundation, build your coaching staff, establishing a foundation, especially a foundation with where they're going to be able to recruit well. All those things seem to bode well moving forward. And I think it's a coach who's coming in and taking a big picture approach, which I think if you want to be good over the long haul, that's what you have to do.
All right, speaking of foundations, I'll shift gears and get to Penn State football. I've always felt spring practice sets a foundation for what you want to do, and then, you know, so that when you get to the preseason, you're advanced. People had an opportunity to watch the scrimmage on Saturday. The freshmen had a chance. Some of the media did as well. They'll get another chance with the seniors on Friday. What are your thoughts on what's happened so far?
Well, I have to say, I was not in the stadium Saturday. We had Sean Fitz and Tyler Donahue, so I had to listen to the radio call, so I probably got a completely different game than most people. Sorry, that's an old friend Fisher joke. And as you know well, that's an old friend Fisher. No, but it was being able to get your take and Jack's take that was really good. And then obviously to have Sean and Tyler. But, you know, listen, Steve, I think what did we learn this spring? I think it was almost as important as what we learned last year about how important it is to have spring practice. I underestimated how much it was going to hurt not having spring practice last year, especially with a new coordinator. I figured, they'll probably be able to do things via Zoom and whatnot, and clearly that was not the case. I was completely wrong. So to have a new offensive coordinator, Mike Yurcich, come in and have the players be able to adjust to his system, that to me just seems like the most important part of what went down in the spring. Now, you know as well as I do that what you saw out there offensively probably isn't exactly what you're going to see in a Wisconsin game. They're not going to put anything out there. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they're able to work this up-tempo offense and get everybody used to it, that is it's invaluable to have this spring. And then to hear Yurcich explain it afterward, I don't know if you had an opportunity to see his media call. But wow, I mean, you're like learning something when you're listening to this guy talk. I know. Was, and I can only imagine if I'm able to absorb that kind of thing, how much the actual players who know the game, the quarterback, Sean Clifford and Roberson and Bayou, you know, how much they're able to absorb.
Yeah, exactly. Now there's, but there's also another part too. I too also underestimated last year about. You know, the same way about the offense. Here's the part I didn't underestimate, though, about not having spring. And I've talked about it several times. But Phil Trautwein had never had to work with guys here.
Right.
And John Scott had not had a chance to work with guys here. The lines need hitting. Nobody did any hitting for 10 months. Didn't do any hitting until they got the pre. Well, and I think that set some things back because you had two new coaches trying to figure out on the fly when they finally get the hit as to how it's going to work.
Yeah, and what was the one thing James Franklin said after the scrimmage, the practice / scrimmage on Saturday? He said he likes to come out of the spring having spent more time on the run game. Why? Because it's very difficult to work on the run game in the summer. Now, you could work on the pass game because the guys could go out and do some 7-on-7 stuff among themselves.
Right,
they could go out and have fun doing that and learning. The quarterbacks could go out and throw to the running backs. You can't go out there and do the things that you're talking about. And that's vice versa, too. That's also the defenders. So when you talk about how important the spring is for those lines, that's exactly what he was getting at. You can't necessarily go out there with a full 11-on-11, working on run fits and drop pass drops and all those things and blitzes on defense. You can't do any of that stuff. So to be able to go through that with two new coaches, and then I also think the other side of it, you know, Trautwein mentioned this in his media call, and I'm sure it was the same thing for John Scott when they were working remotely. Beyond the X's and O's, it's very difficult to get to know the players as much as you would like. Yeah. So one of the things Trautwein said to us, and this may not sound like a big deal, but as soon as I heard it, I'm like, wow, you know, that he has players over to his house for dinner, you know, offensive linemen every week. So you're the coach is getting to know the players on a personal level, and I really believe that carries over. I mean, that's been one of the kind of hallmarks of James Franklin's program, right? That whole family feel.
Yep.
So to be able to have those guys. Now, I feel bad for him and his wife bringing all those offensive linemen over. I hope he got a raise because I can't imagine what the food bills were. But on a serious note, being able to connect like that, that had to be a bonus. That absolutely could not have been anything, and moving forward can't be anything but positive.
Yeah, I understand exactly where you're coming from. I think that's exactly right. Developing that relationship means a lot no matter what you're doing along the way. One final note, Marquise Wilson is now in an athlete spot. We've seen Kalen King. And I know Jack and I talked a lot about Brandon Smith going inside, but you can't do that unless you have Curtis Jacobs. To me, it's the whole part of it. It's not like, hey, Brandon Smith's playing inside. He's near the line of scrimmage. You can't do that unless a guy like Jacobs is playing well. You can't move Marquise Wilson over to take a look at him on offense unless you've got enough guys playing at corner. I think they've developed some depth here.
Oh, I mean, at quarterback, it's crazy. I mean, they're going to have to find ways to get good players on the field. I mean, it is going to be a challenge. When you bring up Jacobs, I usually am not very critical of Brent Pry, but looking back on it, I've written this, and I respect Brent Pry. You know that. I really respect him. I think he's a tremendous coach, and if he wants to be, it's going to be an outstanding head coach, just a great communicator, great recruiter, does all those things well. But I look back at last year, and, you know, in hindsight, I wonder if they shouldn't have tried to get Jacobs on the field a little bit more last year. Now, I know that they're always going to err on the side of playing somebody, you know, too few snaps as opposed to too many too early. But just the trouble that they had at linebacker with guys doing things in space and that sort of thing, that's the one thing I look back at. So I'm glad to see that they're able to do that. And you guys have addressed it. You addressed it a lot during the game. You know, Brandon Smith, to me, I think that's a good move for him. He is built to handle that sort of play. You know, the one thing that Jack was saying that really stuck out to me is it's different because there's people – you know, there's all sorts of traffic and stuff coming at you. So there's obviously a mental aspect to it that he has to get used to. But physically, he's obviously right there. So I think, you know, linebacker-wise, I think starting, they're going to be good. They have to figure out what their depth situation is. You know, is it going to be – does Lucchetta, when he gets back, is he able to play some of that Mike position? But defensive back, especially corner, I think they're in great shape. Safety, everything we've heard about J.A.R. Brown has been, you know, really, really good. I think the key there is going to be developing depth.
Mark, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time today.
Appreciate it, Stephen. And again, a big hello to all those people out there in the central part of the state. I'm from Hazleton, so that's kind of in between here and there, and I have a lot of friends from that area. So hope everybody's doing well.